And I'll read verses 46 through 48 again for your consideration. The gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46, you will find these words. And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thy son of David, have mercy on me." That 26th verse. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me." Supporting scripture coming from St. Mark, the 5th chapter, very familiar passage, verses 25 through 28, which reads, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For he said, if I may but touch, and she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole." Verse 27, "When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment." Amen. We ought to use a thought, a subject this morning. Whatever your issue is, take it to Jesus. Whatever your issue is, take it to Jesus. But that he will make it all right. And so we thank God for being that kind of God that has that kind of power, that he can do what needs to be done in our lives. We thank God for our men's choir this morning. They're sort of short in number, but they are lifting up the name of Jesus. You got to do your part. You can't wait on everybody else. It's not a time to make excuses. It's just a time to give God praise and to thank God from whom all blessings flow. We do pray and desire your prayers for Brother Mike, who is always faithful to the men's choir and our other choirs and to this church ministry. And he, I'm sure, is laid there in the hospital right now wondering and thinking, well, it's about preaching time. It's when you are a child that goes to the house of God on a regular, then you keep up with what's going on, even in your mind when you are not there. And so we just pray and strengthen the Lord this morning, and we trust and believe in that God will make it all right in his life and in the situation that he's dealing with even now. Because as we come to you this morning, we come with words of encouragement that whatever your issue is, all you got to do is take it to Jesus. And we have been blessed on this day to come into this holy place one more time to lift up the name of Jesus. We come this morning to worship him and to offer words of thanksgiving for his love towards us in that he has allowed us an opportunity to make it through another week's journey. And I wouldn't be surprised if the enemy didn't try you on every side from benediction last week until this present time right now, because when God showers you with the manifestation of his Holy Spirit, and when God blesses you the way he blessed us on last Sunday, the devil just don't like it. And he will try anything and everything to take your joy and to mess with your mind and to make you believe that he is not doing the things that he has done. But know and understand this morning that what God has for you, it is for you. And you got to know that when you ask God for something, you got to trust and believe that whatever you ask him, if you have faith, that he is able and willing and capable to do what needs to be done. We got to understand this morning that sometimes your blessings is not an immediate instance. There comes a time where you got to wait on the power and the move of God. And that does not mean because he don't come when you ask him immediately, that does not mean that he's not on the way, because it has been said that he may not come when you want him, but he is always on time. Now, we also have to understand that our time is not necessarily his time. We ought to know and believe this morning and be able to say that I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. God has been a waymaker in all of our lives this morning. Whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we give God glory and praise or not, God has and is good to all of us. So again this week, where we come to tell you that we need to serve God, and we need to know this morning that we belong to a great God, a God that can do anything but fail. There's some things that all most of us could witness to this morning that if it had not been the Lord that was on our side, we would have gave up in despair. We wouldn't have a sense of joy. We wouldn't have a mindset to even come to the house of God. But the Lord God has done something in our lives to make us keep on pressing our way, something to make us wake up in the morning and not necessarily just thank God, thanking for that day, but just thanking for watching over us through the night and thanking God for the little things in life. You know, there's so many things that we take for granted. We think that we got it all in our mind, that we're doing this and we're doing that, but I could not even move if it wasn't for the presence of a holy God. Couldn't have gotten up this morning if it had not been God that gave me the strength and allowed his blood to yet still run warm in our veins. The Bible declares to us in Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. So the prophet tells us this morning to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call on him while he is near. If you are a true believer this morning, the God that you serve, the Spirit of God, is right there with you on that pew right now. He was there when you got out of your bed this morning. He was there when you left the bedroom to go into the kitchen and the kitchen into the bathroom. And after you came out of the house and got into your car, God was still right there with you. I serve a God that goes with us everywhere that we go, and we may not acknowledge his presence there, but he is always there. Isn't it amazing how sometimes when we say I was lucky, but we hadn't been lucky, we just been blessed. But when you say if it had not been for the Lord, I just don't know what I would do, because I could have been dead and gone, but yet I'm still counted amongst the living. Anybody glad about that this morning? The death train did run this morning. I'm here to tell you that somebody left this morning. Sister Cass said, on that morning train. But I want to let you know that not only does the morning train go, but there's an afternoon express and there's a midnight express. And all way in between that there's somebody going out, but thank God there's somebody coming in. You as a stop by the maternity ward this morning, I guarantee you somebody's having a baby right now. You go by the morgue, somebody's dying right now. But look at us, look at us. We are still counted amongst the living. Most of us are able to think. And when we think and our brain tells us to open up our mouths will open and a sound will come out. But there's somebody this morning that would like to speak but cannot speak. There's somebody that wants to hear but they cannot hear. There's somebody that wants to see but they cannot see. Somebody wants to be able to walk but they cannot walk. Somebody ought to be glad this morning that God has blessed you and that things are no worse than they are. Because if I was to take a self-examination out of all the issues that I may have, there's still somebody in a worse condition than that I am in. So if because God has blessed you, is there anybody in the house this morning that just came to give your God praise and to thank God for the God that he is in your life? Look where God has brought me from. See, I heard that the Lord will make a way out of no way and that there's nothing too hard for him, but I believe that I serve a God this morning that cares. 1 Peter tells us in 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Never get the mindset that nobody cares. Nobody else cares. God cares. God cares so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God cares enough to put angels that watch over you through the day and night. God cares enough to have somebody to check on you when it seems like don't nobody ever call you on the phone and nobody rings your doorbell. God always got somebody. I'm not talking to anybody in here this morning. See, you got to be concerned and know the God that you're dealing with. That no matter what you're dealing with, what it is, or how hard it may seem, don't be afraid to trust it in the hands of God. We are a people that was made from the dust of the ground, and God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And the Bible declared that after that, we became living souls. But these living souls are covered in flesh, and we were born in sin. And regardless of how saved we profess to be, there's something wrong with all of us. The Bible declared that there's none perfect, no, not one. You may have that good old testimony, I'm highly favored in the Lord. But that individual that's sitting beside you that may not be as vocal as you are, they are just as highly favored as you are. See, highly favored don't necessarily mean that you're sitting on top of the mountain. Highly favored doesn't mean that you got a whole lot of money in the bank. Highly favored don't mean that you can go where you want and when you want and you got all these nice, fine automobiles. There's somebody walking up and down the street right now that don't even have an automobile to drive. There's somebody that don't have a dime in their pocket this morning. But I believe that they're highly favored in the Lord. See, we done got it twisted. We know that God is a God that wants us to have life and have it more abundantly, but he also blesses the poor folk. He blesses those folk that don't have very much. He's blessing that individual that's laid on the bed of affliction right now. And if you have a portion of health and strength, you ought to be able to tell your God thank you. Some of us, every time you see us, we got some ache, pain, one or another. Don't you ever have a good day? Your head's not hurting, your back hurting, arthritis got you, your blood pressure's up. Sometimes you got to tell the devil, you just allow, I'm going to feel good today. I don't care what I'm going through. Every time, if you give in to the devil, if you give in to your infirmities, then you're going to feel what you think in your mind. I know some folk that are sick and know that they're sick, but you can't tell them they're sick. They'll tell you, I'm all right. Everything is all right. I'm not sick, because they know that their healing is in the power of a loving God. We got to learn how to distinguish the difference between our physical condition and our spiritual condition. Because physically I may be going through, but when I'm going through on the physical side, that just makes me a little bit strong on the spiritual side, because I go to God to prayer even the more. See, when the devil thinks he done knocked you down, just look up to the hills. Knowing that that's where your help comes from. And you might be laying there and don't have strength enough to get up. But somewhere down on the inside, something ought to be telling you, I'm going to get up out of this bed. In this time in which we are living, there's sickness all over the land. If you are healthy and you're living pain-free, you got a whole lot to be thankful for this morning. If you're not one that have to take a lot of medicine to keep your body regulated, you know how some of us got some of those pills that you're going to die taking them. Because you're scared if you don't take them, you're going to die sooner. Even though your mind said it, even though your conversation may be that I'm not leaving until the Lord gets ready. But if the doctor says you need to take this, you're going to take it. Now, there's something that you might not take, but there's something you're not going to push that on the corner. You're going to take them pills. Most of us are taking some type of medication. And you find that when you go to the drugstore to pick up your medicine, there's always a line. Everybody got a medication to pick up. If you hit it just right and there's nobody in line, when they give you your medication, you can look behind the counter and you see so many packages already packed up, waiting on somebody to come and pick it up. But even after all of that, there's somebody that is able and got the testimony that I don't take no kind of medication. I wish that was me. But I'm going to take my pills. I know the Lord is on my side. But God didn't put that intellect in them folk and let them make that medication just for nothing. He made it so it can help me make it get a little bit stronger. You have whatever kind of faith you want to have. My faith is in Jesus, but I'm also going to take that medication. You better learn how to help yourself live. And the only problem I got, and I'm going to move on. I just can't curb back this appetite. You know, sometimes they tell you what you can't have, that what you can't have, what you want. I ain't the only one. How many of you out there that ate something you ain't had no business eating, but you say, I'm going to die with something? May well die happy. I'm so thankful to serve a God that is able. And briefly this morning, I just want to deal with you with the fact that most of us have issues or problems that need to be dealt with. Something that causes great concern or some type of condition that whether it's physical or whether it's mental, whether it's external or internal or even carnal or spiritual, all of us or most of us have issues that we have to deal with. And your issue may not be the same as mine, but I just come to let you know this morning that we can all go to the same source to get help. We all got all of these many different doctors and all of these different specialists, but there's no doctor like Dr. Jesus. I'm reminded of a song that Brother Lattimore used to sing, come on in my prayer room. For Jesus is my doctor. He writes out all of my prescriptions. He gives me all of my medicine in my prayer room. So I'm praying that while I take the medication that the side effect don't get me. See, there's some conditions to everything. There's some of us, and I talked to an individual just yesterday, and the doctor prescribed him some medicine, and he said he read the side effects, and then he decided, I ain't taking this mess. There's some things you got to try by faith, and if by chance it started to work with you wrong, your body will tell you. When your body tell you, I don't care what the doctor say, I ain't taking no more of it. Some work, some don't work. There are things that happen to us. We must know and understand that being saved this morning does not exempt us from going through. I don't care what your testimony is. I don't care who you are or what you're doing in life, what your social status may be, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, time and chance happens to us all. Sickness and disease has no respect of persons. Paul didn't specify what his problem was, but he asked that men should not think of him above that which he saw of him or what they heard from him. For he said in 2 Corinthians 12:7, and lest I should be exalted above measure, though the abundance of the revelation, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me lest I should be exalted above measure. So don't never think more of yourself than you ought. He asked the Lord 3 times, take this away from me. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient, for his strength is made perfect in weakness. And when we are weak, God will make us strong. There are those of us that have said, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but look at where God has brought you from. God has allowed you to make it. And you don't necessarily know. The Bible don't tell us what Paul's throwing was, but Paul is honest enough to let you know that there's something going on in my body and I can't get rid of it. I even asked the Lord 3 times, come and take it away from me. But the Lord said, no, I'm going to let you deal with that. But while you deal with it, my grace is sufficient. Anybody know that God's grace is sufficient? That whatever you're going through, God is going to go right there with you. God is going to hold you in the midst of the midnight hour. God is going to carry you exactly where you need to be. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. When I am weak, God will make me strong. And the way God makes us strong, we got to constantly have a conversation with him. We got to have a relationship with the power of a loving God. We ought to know that God is somewhere in the midst. When I began to think about how good God really is, I realized that all I got to do is trust the power of God. There are those of us in here this morning that have some issues that we have to deal with. Some of them are issues that have deal with sickness, but some of us got some issues that we just don't know how to act. Stubborn, hard-headed, mean, cold-hearted, judgmental. Those are issues that need to be dealt with. And if you're that crazy that you don't have sense enough, that you say you love God, but you can't even speak to your brother, that's an issue. There's something that we have that we are dealing with that we brought upon ourselves, or it's in our own mind. You know how it is sometimes. You don't know somebody, but because they don't walk like you walk, they don't dress like you dress, they don't talk like you talk, so you say they think they better than everybody else. It's all right to be prim and proper if that's what you want to be, and it's all right to be slanging in the ghetto if that's what you want to be, but you got to learn how to treat folks. The Bible says to us this morning, I'm going to move along. I told you I ain't going to preach as long this week. Stayed in here a long time last week. We're going to get on where we got to go. I got to do this all over again. But I look here in the Word of God. And this morning, we're not going to deal with, you know, those other issues that we can't do nothing about. No way. Any issue that you got, understand that it takes God to bring you through it. The Bible said that little thing, and I thought I was going to get away from that, but I got to tell you this. The Bible said that little thing in your mouth cannot be tamed. It is full of deadly poison. It is an evil. You know how sometimes that thing that come out your mouth will hurt somebody worse than if you hit somebody upside the head. So if you can't tame it, you're going to need God to help you. Anybody in here ever had to ask the Lord, Lord, help me hold my tongue? Every now and again, I got to learn how to be hush mouth. But anyway, the Bible says that there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, this is something I'm sure that if she had her choice, she wouldn't have had to deal with this. But so be it. And it was just the fact that she had this issue. The Bible says that she suffered many things by many physicians. Make us think about where we are now. You go to your primary care. They send you to a specialist. Specialists send you back to the primary care. And so you go from one place to another. And if you're not careful, we find that this woman was in that same condition because it says she spent all that she had going from doctor to doctor, doctor to doctor, doctor to doctor, and was nothing better, but rather she grew worse. Paint the picture. Here's a woman with a condition. Her condition is an issue of blood. And she's gone to many different doctors. And she spent every dime that she had. But instead of getting better, she's gotten worse. But she had heard that Jesus was coming. And when she heard about Jesus, the Bible declares that she got in the press behind him. And she touched his garments. For she said, if I may but touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the Bible declared that the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Out of all the doctors that she went through, the issue that she was dealing with, all she had to do was take it to Jesus. And Jesus didn't have to get out no oil and anoint her. Jesus didn't have to say, sister, everything is going to be all right, because they didn't have a personal conversation. She just pressed her way behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And because of the power that comes out of the power of a loving God, the Bible declared that her blood condition dried up immediately and she was made whole. Jesus, immediately knowing that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press of all the people and said, who touched my clothes? Are you willing this morning to get in the press? Are you willing this morning to take your issue to the Lord? For even though the people of God, the disciples said that there's so many people around, Lord, why are you asking us who touched you? We don't have any idea. But God already knew. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. You see, when God has did something in your life, you know it. And when you know it, you ought to give God the credit. Don't give all the credit to grandma's remedy or to somebody else or to what the doctor did. But Dr. Jesus was the one that healed your body. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be made whole of thy plague. So in other words, when God does something for us, we got to learn how to be thankful. We can't be afraid to carry our issue to the power of God. The issue of blood declared her to be unclean. She was supposed to be put away for 7 days. But this woman had suffered this infirmity for 12 long years. But that day that she told it and took it to Jesus, the Bible declares that she was made whole. The Bible declares when she heard of Jesus being nearby, she passed and she pressed her way. She came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And I want to let you know this morning that no matter what your problem might be, all you got to do is take it to Jesus. I want to let you know this morning that every one of us may have an issue. Every one of us may have a problem. You might not have an issue of blood. You might not be like the man that is in our text this morning. But the Bible declared that when they came out to Jericho. And he went out of Jericho, and the disciples were there with a great number of people. There was a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was the one that sat by the highway side. Bartimaeus was begging people for his daily living and to make sure that he had something to eat in the daytime. He asked everybody that was coming along, give me this or give me that. But I want to let you know that the Bible declared that he heard that Jesus of Nazareth. When you hear that the Lord is somewhere nearby, is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus? I just stop by to let somebody know that when Jesus of Nazareth is in your midst, you ought to be like this man that was sitting by the wayside. He said, thy son of David, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Anybody ever had to cry out to God for mercy? I thank my God this morning that the Lord God made a way out of no way. The Bible declared that he charged him that he should hold his peace. See, when your neighbors say you don't take all of that, when somebody tell you to hush your mouth and stop calling on the name of the Lord, somebody tell you that you've been down on the bed of affliction for a mighty long time and healing is not going to come into your life, you tell that devil, get thee behind me, for I trust the power of a loving God. God. You might tell me to hush my mouth, but if the more you tell me to shut up, I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. Anybody calling on the name of Jesus this morning? Anybody know that the Lord will make a way? I stopped by to tell somebody that when you got an issue that has you going down and out, call on the name of the Lord. You got to take it to Jesus. Anybody going to take your problem to the Lord? For when you take your problem to the Lord, God will hear your humble cry. For the Bible said that the Lord said, bring the man unto me. When the man heard that Jesus wanted to come along, the Bible declares he threw off his clothes and he ran right there in the front of Jesus. And the Lord God said, what will thou have me to do? See, you ought to know what you want the Lord to do in your life. If you need a clear mind, you ought to ask the Lord to regulate your mind. If you need your heart to be strong, you ought to ask the Lord to give you a strong heart. If you got a blood problem in your life, you ought to ask the Lord, get these clots out of my blood system. For I believe in the power of a loving God. I know the Lord will make a way. For I called on the Lord one day. And I want to tell you that this man told God, I want to receive my sight. I'm blind and I cannot see. But the Bible said that the Lord God told him, because of your faith. All you got to do is believe this morning. If anybody in the house got faith, faith that God will take care of your situation. I just stopped by to tell somebody that it don't matter how hard it may be. It doesn't matter how long you've been going through. If you trust the power of a loving God, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. For when they heard that Jesus was somewhere in the midst, they took their problem to the Lord. I come to tell somebody that when you bring your problem to the Lord, you got to learn how to leave them right there. And God will take care of all of your problems. He'll take you when you're down and out. God will pick you back up and give you your strength back. I'm glad that I know the power of a loving God. I may not be blind. I may not have an issue of blood, but I had an issue in my life. And I know that I needed the Lord along the way. So I took the time out to call on the name of the Lord. Am I talking to anybody in here that got an issue in your life? Your husband won't act right. Your wife won't act right. And every time you look around, your children are in one thing after another. But when you take them to the Lord in prayer and you wait on God to work that thing out, He'll bring them out of the darkness into His marvelous light. And the Lord God will make a way out of no way. I'm so glad this morning that He sits high and He looks down low. And I heard that the Son of Jesus, that Jesus is all that we need. He the one that'll make a way out of no way. And as I trust the power of God, I don't care what your infirmity might be. I don't care what your issue might be. All you got to do this morning is take it to the Lord. If you take it to Jesus, He'll make everything all right. Take whatever your problem is. All you got to do is take it to God. And God will work it out. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Because you had some issues in your life. You had some things that you just couldn't figure out. But God worked it out for you. For I heard somebody say one day, while I was trying to figure it out, my God had already worked it out. While the doctor was examining my body, God already knew what the problem was. And God put His finger of love on that problem. And He pulled it out and made everything all right. So if you got something that you're going through this morning, look to the hills and thank God for Jesus. For if Jesus is in the midst, there's nothing that you cannot take to God. And when you take it to the Lord, God will work it out. Whatever your issue is, take it to Jesus. And He will work it out for you. For can't nobody do you like Jesus. Jesus is without respect of persons. He'll do what no one else can do. He'll bless you whether you got a lot or whether you don't have much. And one thing about going to Dr. Jesus, you don't need to have a copay, for the debt has already been paid. He paid the bill a long time ago. For the Bible declares, by my stripes, ye are healed. Healing comes from God. And it's already been paid for. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, don't be afraid. But have faith in the power of a just God, a capable God, a God that is able, and he will bring you through. Sometimes you may have to be like the woman. I can't talk to you, and I might not see you face to face. But if I can just reach out and touch your garment, everything is still going to be all right. There are times when you got to trust your prayer that when you call on the name of the Lord, God will do what needs to be done in your life. Most of us got some type of an issue. We might be able to say this morning, I'm so glad that I can see. But there's still many people that are blind. But what God do allow, we don't have the right to question. But whoever it is, if they got faith and they take it to Jesus and it's in his will, he can restore sight. You know, if he can make the dead come back to life, there's nothing that he can't do in life. All you got to do is have faith and trust in him. Do you trust the Lord this morning? Whatever it is that you're dealing with, you don't have to go through it all alone. But you can put it in the hands of the Master.